Well, we never told our parents because we'd get in trouble for sneaking down into the gully. As long as we said we were going to our friend's house, they rarely checked on us. Most parents simply accepted kids playing outside. It was a different time. Childhood was full of fun adventures, and La Llorona was one of them. Denver was an amazing town to grow up in, and I have mixed emotions about the metropolis it has become. The greenbelt area we called the gully still exists, but looks different from the 1960s. It has been updated with bike paths, playgrounds, pedestrian bridges, and frisbee golf. The RTD light rail train now uses the railroad tracks daily. North of the gully, developers are purchasing homes, some of which are historic, to demolish and be replaced by three-story slot homes and apartment buildings. These generic modern structures are destroying the ambience and culture of the neighborhood. It appears that the city's Landmark Preservation Commission doesn't care to save historic structures. This is evidenced by the high application fees to designate historic landmarks. Gentrification has taken over the West Colfax West Side neighborhood, as well as other urban neighborhoods that surround downtown Denver. My folks still live in the home where I grew up, and only two other neighbors are still on the block after 50 years. Last summer, I returned to the gully to take pictures. Believe it or not, these pictures depict faces in the rocks and in the water, just as I saw them as a child, the Lady Llorona in disguise. I wonder, am I now La Llorona of the 21st century, weeping for all the homes with Spanish people, also known as Los Chicanos, Mexicanos, Latinos, that have disappeared near the gully and railroad tracks from the old urban barrio? Viva La Llorona!